Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Dr. Craig Farrell has an extensive background, including roles as a police officer, detective, attorney, and professor. He now serves as program coordinator and assistant professor of criminal justice and law for the HBU Department of Law and Society. The first two graduates of the HBU Bachelor of Arts in Criminal Justice program received their diplomas in December 2017. Congratulations, Dr. Farrell, on that.
Thank you very much. It was something we were waiting on.
I mean, you've got quite a background. How long a police officer?
Well over 30 years with the Houston Police Department in roles from police officer, jailer, all the way up my last 20 years. I was blessed to be on the HPD command staff as their general counsel.
You know, I learned to appreciate the Houston Police Department when I went to Israel with HBU, and we had one of the officers who serves in a kind of a SWAT division. And so While we were in those long days in Israel, he told me stories. I imagine you have a lot of stories to tell.
A lot of good memories. I really do.
Yeah,
a lot of good memories.
It's quite an advanced department, isn't it?
It is. In fact, we're very blessed. One of our first two graduates, Gino, by the way, he is finishing the background and should be joining the next HPD Academy class here in another month or so.
So he's going to go right from HBU to HPD.
That's exactly right. And he was a veteran before that, so he's been serving our country in various capacities for quite a while now.
Wow. And HPD, Houston Police Department. Now, you also are an attorney, and so in the area that you served in as an attorney?
I served as an attorney both in civil practice. I actually did a little bit of practice on the side while I was a detective. I got my law degree when I was working as a burglary and theft detective for the police department, and kind of hung out my shingle on the side. I worked evening shifts so I could practice law in the day, and I found really with young kids, it was just not the right family choice for me.
Yeah.
So I actually had a unique career. I actually had a detour with my time with the city. I had actually about 34 years with the city, but I had the opportunity to take a lateral transfer and keep my commission, and I represented the city of Houston in civil rights litigation. So if somebody sued the city and felt their civil rights were violated, my job would be to investigate that, settle if appropriate, but in the majority of cases to defend the actions of the city and of the officer or officers. So I did that. Plus, I handled the regular garbage truck ran into you. I got that, you know, tort litigation. So I worked in a department at the time was called Defense Litigation, representing the city of Houston. Then I had the opportunity to come back to the police department. I rejoined them and left the legal department, and I joined and was promoted to a deputy director position where I served as the department's general counsel. And as such, we handled all the officers' discipline. So for the last 20 years of my career, I reviewed all the internal affairs file, gave training in the academy, and then if we chose to terminate an officer, we would draft up the paperwork. I had 10 attorneys that worked for me in that capacity, and we would handle the arbitrations, the civil service appeals, and some of the civil litigation representing the department.
It's just an amazing career you've had. Now you serve as the program coordinator and assistant professor of criminal justice and law.
I do.
For the HBU Department of Law and Society.
Correct.
Now, is that a new area at HBU?
Well, it's a new program. They've never had a criminal justice program before.
Right.
So I really feel blessed. I think the Lord opened up an opportunity. I really, it's an interesting road that got me to HBU. While I was working at the department, I was actually approached by and did some nighttime professor work for Sam Houston State in their criminal justice program. I kind of moonlighted as a teacher for them in their doctoral and master classes for criminal justice and public administration. So I kind of enjoyed that. I've taught Sunday school for a number of years and really felt God was calling me to another career. As I tell a lot of people, policing is a young man's profession, and at some point in life, you have to realize, nature will help you realize, that you're no longer that young man that needs to be chasing crooks down a dark alley, and maybe God is opening up another door. And I feel very blessed that he opened up a teaching career. And one thing led to another, and I was asked by a friend of mine if I'd put on a pilot course here at HBU, and that grew into a minor, and then God opened the door for us to create a major. So we feel very blessed here at the university to be able to offer that, because we really are training up the next generation of criminal justice professionals, be that as police officers, as one of our graduates is going into that field. Courts, I know we have a lot of people that have an interest to be prosecutors or defense attorneys, or maybe judges someday. And the criminal justice field is not just police officers. It's police, courts, and corrections. And in there, there's well over 50 or 60 jobs that, sad to say, this side of eternity, there's always going to be a need for, because whether we like to admit it or not, we live in a fallen world, which means people are going to be violating our laws, which means they need to come here and get our degree.
And to put the HPD in perspective, how big is it? I mean, it's one of the largest in the country.
It is. It is the fourth largest city in the nation, Houston is, and our department is the fifth largest in size. It's actually very undersized for the amount of people Houston has, though. We have, depending on which statistics you go to, anywhere from 2.5 to 2.9 million people, either residents, citizens, or visitors in this city, and yet we only have about 5,500 police officers.
Wow.
They have about, give or take, 2,000 civilian support staff. And that's the other thing. When somebody looks at a field in criminal justice, there's, like I said, the traditional job of a police officer that most people think of. That's not all we're training people in this degree to consider. You also have, for example, in the Houston Police Department, you have sketch artists, so somebody that's very good with that. We have one of the best in the nation in the Houston Police Department who was actually a crime victim herself and really developed a passion for trying to give back. And she was a gifted artist and came to the point where she's even better than, they've got a lot of computer programs nowadays that will help, but she is just the old-fashioned style. You describe something and I can't tell you how many times I myself have made an arrest and then the sketch artist, and I look at the person and it's a match. But so you've got that career, you've got computer programmers, you've got accountants, you've got administrators of all shapes and forms, clerk typists. So the field of criminal justice just in the police department in Houston is very, very broad. You can do anything from being a police officer, a juvenile officer, vice officer. You mentioned SWAT. I had several friends that worked in the Special Weapons and Tactics Division. So it gives a lot of opportunities.
And in are we talking about just Harris County? Is that 2.9 million or is it more?
City of Houston. Harris County is probably closer to 5.5 to 6 million.
I got you. So we're talking about the city of Houston.
Yes. A lot of people don't know the city of Houston also geographically you have different challenges. It's not just densely populated in some areas like some of your eastern communities, but it's also very spread out, close to little under 700 square miles, but we're in three different counties. The city of Houston encompasses most of Harris County, but there's also part of the city of Houston in Montgomery County and Fort Bend County.
Yep.
Which creates some unique legal challenges for training officers, because if you make an arrest of somebody, for example, before you cross a county line, you have to take them to a magistrate and get them warm. So we have to make sure our officers know where they're at. And in Houston, that's not as easy as it may sound.
So you can come to HBU and learn and get a degree and become a police officer.
You absolutely can. You could also get the degree and move on to the FBI or the DOJ as an investigator, as an attorney, as a prosecutor. Like I said, we really are trying to not just train up police officers, but train up criminal justice professionals in all of the various fields. Like I said, well over 50 to 60 career opportunities that you have opened up to you with a criminal justice degree.
It's amazing. You know, I got to be honest, I love espionage. I love all kinds of that genre of movie. I don't know why, but I do. And I'm fascinated by it all. Who is the catalyst to make this program kind of come together at Houston Baptist University?
Well, you're gonna hear this answer and think it's just an HBU, but I believe it. It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, that's what makes our program so different. A lot of,
absolutely.
You know, I've taught criminal justice at Sam Houston. I've taught it at a junior college, and now I'm teaching criminal justice here at HBU. And one of the things that I really feel strongly about, and why I had a job offer to teach for Sam Houston State, and actually I took the offer to accept it to come here, and I took a pay cut of about $11,000 a year to work here, teach more classes, and not have a graduate assistant, because I really believe in what this university stands for.
Mm-hmm.
It believes in teaching the same material you get at any university, but teaching it in a different way. We're going to keep our focus on ethics. And one of the training golden nuggets, as I call it, that I give to my students in my criminal justice ethics class is, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. It's found in Luke 6:31. And I would teach that at Sam. I would quote that scripture to the Houston Police Department. And you can do it there if you have a secular purpose at a public university. And it really is. It's a
right.
concept in law enforcement called qualified immunity. Our courts have determined police officers are just like you and me. They're people. They're men. They're women. But like men and women, we make mistakes. You don't want your police officers to always be subject to getting sued and having to reach in their back pocket and pay a judgment if they make a mistake. So the law, not just here in Houston, not just in Texas, but around the country in federal civil rights claims, has a defense called qualified immunity, which put in a very simple form is, if you believe that what you did was lawful and proper, even if you made a mistake, you're entitled to qualified immunity from civil judgment. What a better way to teach that than to teach Luke 6:31, do unto others as you'd have them do unto yourself. As I tell cadets at the Houston Police Department when I trained in civil liability, first I scare them to death because a lot of lawsuits are filed against police officers of all ranks. And mistakes are made, but there is a defense in the law, and this is kind of the Paul Harvey for the rest of the story, is after I scare those cadets and scare my students about the civil liability side, I said, but you know, the law recognizes that we're all human. You can make a mistake. And if you're acting with good faith belief that what you did was lawful and proper, you're not civilly liable. How best to do that? Forget the 10, you know, inches of rules the Houston Police Department has. If we put our rule book in Houston on this table, it'd come up about 10 inches high. There's that many rules and regulations. As I tell cadets, you won't be able to memorize those no matter how much I tell you you have to. You're bound by them. We explain them a lot more, but I can give you one sentence explanation of what you can do to make sure that even if you make a mistake, you may get disciplined, but you're not going to violate somebody's civil rights and you're not going to have to worry about paying the judgment. Follow Luke 6:31. That's what we stress here at HBU in all of our classes, that we don't just want to teach the law, because like I say, you can follow the law and still not be the right thing to do. Let's take deadly force, which comes into play, and it's on all your crime shows you talk about that you like, which also is what makes criminal justice very popular degree right now. I tell everyone it's a great elective, whether you want to be a police officer, a prosecutor, a judge. For example, you know, if you want to go into ministry, what a better elective to take than criminal justice?
Absolutely.
Because if you're a youth minister, a music minister, a pastor, there's going to be somebody in your congregation someday that's going to go and have to interface with criminal justice, and they need you to have some knowledge about that field. So it's a great elective, but we train people how to do not just the lawful thing, but the right thing. On deadly force, just because the law says you can use deadly force doesn't mean you always should. For example, in the Houston Police Department, they restricted a police officer's ability to use deadly force. It's not just if the law says you can, is it the right thing to do? And the way they judged it there with an 8-page policy that I summarized in one sentence, you can only use deadly force if you feel your life or somebody else's life is in imminent threat of danger. Not just that the law says that you're allowed to use deadly force at night to protect property. That's not the right thing to do. It may be lawful. It's mm-hmm. not right. And that's one of the things that a graduate here of HBU is going to learn and have drilled into them. It's not just teaching the laws. It's teaching how to apply those laws the right way.
Well,
Well, and I've got to believe, you know, I've traveled all over America, and I noticed there were certain vocations that if a person wasn't a believer, they could become very hard. They could become very jaded. Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, I found that, you know, people who worked in mortuaries often were very, very jaded about death. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine that being a police officer, if you were a spirit-filled Christian, how much more equipped you would be. Obviously, there's dangers and all of that, mm-hmm. but to have the wisdom that God gives you as a believer, as opposed to somebody who's not a believer. Mm-hmm. And how central has your faith been in this entire criminal justice career of yours?
Well, I'd like to tell you it's always been at the forefront. I always try to make it that way, but I too am human, and sometimes I get in front of it, and when I do, God has a way of knocking me back down and reminding me that this is His program. It's not my program. It's not the university's program, and that's why I'm here. This is not just a job. It's a mission as well, in my opinion, and that's one of the things that has drawn me to this university.
That's great. And the Christian values and this confession of HBU, Jesus Christ is Lord, you do have the opportunity in the training environment here to bring in the Christian worldview.
Without a doubt. In fact, give you one example. In my intro to criminal justice class that I've taught both here and at Sam Houston State, both you're going to learn the causations of crime that are in any criminal justice or criminology class that you take on any university in the country. The one thing that I'm free to do here is explain also, besides the normal standard, these are the, you know, causations of crime. I'll explain the other thing that the textbooks leave out, but is a real thing that you will encounter if you stay in law enforcement very long. There are some just real evil people in this world.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's the explanation. I can tell you, I didn't see that often. I saw mean people, but truly evil, there really are some really evil people in the world. And sometimes that is an explanation that we don't want to hide from, and we don't hide from here.
Well, and it's one of the apologetic truths of Scripture is that, you know, if there is no sin, there is no evil. And I've been on death row like you have. I've been on death row all over the country, all over mm-hmm. the world. Mm-hmm. And when you go on death row and you meet some of the people I've met who mm-hmm. have killed, tortured, you know, all kinds of other things, you know there is a very real force of evil, and Satan is very real.
Without a doubt.
And this Flip Wilson, The Devil Made Me Do It, little comedic line has a whole new meaning when you see the reality of evil. Now, give me an idea, if you would, in the HBU Department of Law and Society, criminal justice, what are the different programs that are available? Are they undergraduate, all undergraduate?
They're all undergraduate at this time. I think there's a vision to expand and develop several of them into some master programs and eventually into some doctoral programs someday. But right now, they all are undergraduate. The big two that I'm most involved on are criminal justice, since I have been blessed to be asked to be the program coordinator. But it marries very well with our legal studies program, because both you have a need to understand the law and be exposed to the law. So we have people that want to be attorneys. We have a great pre-law program. Dr. Tyler, one of the professors, like myself, had a lot of experience in the non-academic real world, as I tell my students, yeah, for a number of years. That's one of the advantages of coming to HBU. Besides the small class size, besides the Christian emphasis you get, you're going to get the exact same information, but brought to you not just by somebody who spent their whole career in academia, not that that's wrong, but a lot of times you can learn better from somebody that has made some mistakes, so hopefully you don't make the same mistakes, and that's had some real life experience. And like I tell my students when I teach criminal procedure, we're going to study these cases, but we're going to study them from a real-world perspective. How does it play out in the real world? How do you take this law and apply it? And we're going to teach, hopefully, some good judgment skills. You get that in Dr. Tyler's legal studies class as well. He was a practicing attorney for, I don't know, 20 plus
years. He's prolific.
Yes, he is. And so you have the legal studies program. You've got the criminal justice program. You also have over there in Law and Society, you have a government program by Dr. Hammonds. You talk about somebody that has got a knowledge for our Christian beginnings in this country. He is the director of the Law and Liberty Foundation. Someday we hope to have Independence Hall, Texas-sized, here on HBU campus, where students that take criminal justice, government, or legal studies can go in a actual replica room of where our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution was signed. You talk about an opportunity, not only being a, become a tourist attraction for one, but it would also be a learning example to show the community we are a Christian nation that was formed and started. Whether we still are, it's up to this generation. Are we going to stay a Christian generation or not? But we were founded as a Christian nation, and Christian faith and belief had such a development in our country's laws, in our country's criminal justice program, in our government, that I think that would be just a wonderful addition. But the three big pillars, if you will, of the Law and Society, it's going to be government, legal studies, and criminal justice. And that's really the underpinnings, if you will, of our nation's beginning, and one of the things that keeps us afloat to this very day. And I also teach an intro to government class. I have an inkling there, nowhere near on the same level of Dr. Hammonds. But when I teach that, I always play an excerpt from George Washington's farewell address, because in there, he will really give a lot of very insightful words and let you know where he stood as a believer.
Absolutely. You say, so there's roughly around 50 different careers in criminal justice.
Oh, more than that. I have a sheet that I give an intro to criminal justice. I think there was like 69 that are listed on one website. And these aren't just careers I've come up with, but they're careers that if you're searching what are job opportunities, it will kick out various things. And like I said, for courts, for example, in criminal justice, you got court reporters, stenographers, you've got bailiffs, you've got the judge, you've got a lot of different support positions in there. In prosecution, you have not just the prosecutor, but you've got their legal assistant, you've got their law clerk, you've got their secretarial staff, you've got all of those need the support of computer programmers and support staff. We live in a modern world. And in those professions, you have to have somebody with the right criminal background to have access to criminal justice information. So it opens up those fields. And in criminal justice, that's where there's over 50 just in what you think of as police. So yes, there's clearly well over 50 career opportunities for someone that gets a criminal justice degree.
Well, Dr. Farrell, we are so thrilled that you're a part of the Houston Baptist University team. Thank you so much for joining us today. Dr. Craig Farrell is with us, and you can learn more by going to hbu.edu/humanities. You can learn all about the criminal justice and law for HBU Department of Law and Society by calling 281-649-3211, 281-649-3211. And remember, you can go to hbu.edu/humanities and just scroll on down and find the Department of Law and Society. Dr. Farrell, we are really honored that you came to be with us today, and we look forward to watch the progress in this dynamic new area. And congratulations again on two graduates in December of 2017.
Thank you very much. I'd also encourage our viewers, if they wanted to go to that website, they'll see some excerpts and a little video link from the former police chief here in Houston, talking about some life experience that he had, as well as our former mayor and police chief, Lee P. Brown. So good. I think there's some good information on that website that
Super.
They can find.
Thank
we'll
you.
Also list all the degrees and how they can apply.
That excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.